Robbie Bulla from the WTV. Robbie, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Tell us, Robbie, what went on yesterday in BYU baseball world?
A 15-6 win over Utah Valley happened. So always good to beat a crosstown rival. I'd say baseball is probably the one sport where BYU and Utah Valley have like their biggest rivalry of any sport that they play. It's probably got to be baseball. So that was a fun game.
Why is that? Why is there such a strong rivalry between the two teams?
UVU is pretty good when it comes to baseball. I mean, they've only been a Division I team since 2004 for really any sport. But a few years ago, they had, I think, the most wins in all of Division I baseball, the longest winning streak. So they're a pretty good baseball program. And I know from the years that I've covered BYU, there's been a few times where you've had brothers or cousins that were facing off on those teams. And so a lot of the guys went to school right here in Utah Valley. Some of them are related to each other. And so that just kind of takes it up a notch. And so it's always really fun when those two teams get together. And unfortunately, baseball might be the one sport where Utah Valley is able to get the most wins against BYU. The Cougars still overwhelmingly have a series lead against Utah Valley, but usually the baseball contests are more competitive than any of the other sports.
There were some highlights, though, in this game. A lot of offense, but also some defense coming from, I think it was the Utah Valley right fielder, Andrus, leaping, robbing a home run. Did that make it to the Sports Center top 10, or was it close to it? Any mention?
It was Cade Andrus. He's the left fielder. I don't remember if I saw it on SportsCenter or not. I know Fox Sports had reached out during the game to try to get the rights to show that on Fox Sports Live last night. And I was watching SportsCenter when I came home, but it was late, and I didn't remember seeing it or not. But you can go. Spencer Linton was calling the game for BYU TV. He tweeted it a couple of times. If you want to see the video, go and check Spencer's Twitter feed. In my completely unbiased opinion, my radio call was better than his TV call. But,
sure,
you know, Spencer did a pretty good job. I'm just kidding. It was the best defensive play I have ever seen. And keep in mind, the very first BYU baseball game I ever called, the Cougars turned a triple play. That is no longer the best defensive play I've ever seen. Colton Shaver had two home runs against Utah Valley on March 10th in Orem. And as soon as he left the bat, I said, if it is fair, it is gone. And against anybody but Cade Andrus, that would have been true. It was over the fence. Cade just climbed the ladder, reached over, and just pulled it right back in. It was a major league play that Cade Andrus had. And he's leading UVU in about every offensive category, but that might be the play of his career. And it happened defensively. But BYU offensively had the bats hot. 15 runs, 16 hits. Parker Starr set a career high with 6 RBI. His previous high had been 2, so he smashed that out of the way. I think they had 6 different guys, all have multiple hits. So BYU had the offense going. And these midweek non-conference games are always weird because you never just want to have one pitcher go out there and go 7 or 8 innings and not be available this weekend. So BYU started Jeff Barker in the first and second innings and then had a different guy going every inning after that and needed 2 in the ninth. So it was a long game because BYU used 10 different pitchers. The warm-up time will lead to a longer game, but it was fun nonetheless. Anytime you can put up 15 runs in a baseball game, it's exciting.
Robbie, talk about this year's BYU team. It's still early in the season. I don't know if a lot of fans are truly familiar with what BYU baseball presents, but what type of team is BYU this year, and who are some of the marquee players to follow?
This is a team that started off 2-10, and if you don't know anything about baseball, you look at that and say, wow, BYU is not very good this year. But their non-conference schedule was top 5 in the country. Coach Littlewood will tell you it was number 2 behind Rice, but any coach in the country will tell you BYU played one of the 5 toughest schedules in the non-conference. Now they're 15-17, so still slightly below 500, but they've won 13 of their last 20 games, coming into their own right in the middle of the pack in the West Coast Conference. They need to get into the top 4. Top 4 teams play in the West Coast Conference tournament. It's set up like an NCAA regional where it's a double elimination, so you just want to get in the top 4 and get into that tournament to try to get an NCAA bid. BYU this year as a team probably has the best pitching overall of the staff in the 6 or 7 years since I've been calling games for them. Colt Mahoney, West Coast Conference Pitcher of the Week. He was National Pitcher of the Week for Baseball America this last week, struck out 15 batters in 8 innings, threw 141 pitches. which Mike Littlewood said last night. That's probably the most pitches he's ever let anybody throw, either here at BYU or previously when he was at Dixie. So Colt Mahoney and that pitching staff just doing an incredible job. And they've got enough offense where they need it. Guys like Colton Shaver, Parker Starr came up big last night. Hayden Nielsen, if you go by batting average, is their best hitter this year. And he went 0 for 6 or 0 for 5 yesterday. So they still score 15 runs when their best hitter doesn't even get a hit. And as I mentioned before, 5 or 6 different guys getting multiple hits. So they can spread it around and have a lot of offensive bats, which is big for this team that really would be really good if you hadn't lost guys to the draft a couple of years ago. Brandon, I know you know Jacob Hanneman because he also played football. Jacob Brugman also left early that year. BYU's got 6 guys that are going to start. Minor league baseball opening day is tomorrow, and 6 former Cougars will be playing for minor league teams. Some of them still would have been eligible, had eligibility left and been playing for BYU this year, but they chased the minor league dream. So fortunately, there's other bats that can step up and fill in for them.
Well, that's what's so interesting to me is last year they went, 22 and 31, yet they had how many professional baseball players on that team, and it looks like they're on a better trajectory as far as wins are concerned this year.
Well, 2 years ago, Mike Littlewood's first year was the year BYU really did well. Most of those guys that are in the minor leagues now left after that year. Jacob Hanneman, Jacob Brugman, Adam Law, they're all about to make their second year in minor league baseball. So they weren't around last year.
So it was 2013, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, and which was a pretty good year for them because they had those guys that were doing really, really well. But most of those guys playing high A ball. BYU does have one guy playing Triple A. He's going to be out in Oklahoma City. And some people might be familiar with him because he has played a couple major league stints I'm looking up really quick to see exactly who he's played for again.
The Dodgers?
The A's and the Indians. It's Matt Carson playing in Oklahoma City at Triple A. He's played for the A's and the Indians in the majors a little bit. Taylor Cole, a pitcher, is playing in Double A. But the other guys, Jacob Hanneman, Adam Law, Jacob Brugman, Adam Miller, they were all on that team 2 years ago, and all of them are playing high A ball right now.
Real quick, give us an update on BYU softball. There's some good news coming down that pipeline.
Yeah, that was a fun day yesterday as well. I went down to Orem. Softball was at Utah Valley. I called that game at 3. We got off the air about 5:30, and I hit exactly 2 green lights on University Parkway going back to Provo. I have never Never had that bad of luck hitting every red light. And I showed up at the ballpark about 8 minutes before 6, quickly set up all the equipment, and just in time to get on the air for baseball. So it was a cool 2-venue doubleheader yesterday. But BYU beat Utah Valley 9-2. The first time they met in Provo, Utah Valley actually no-hit BYU. It was pretty crazy. So to come back and get a 9-2 win yesterday was good. Ashley Thompson threw a complete game, also hit a home run. Pretty good when your pitcher can win and also get a home run. But this team now 26-8. They're off to their best start since 2010, and they went to the Super Regional that year. So a good year for BYU. And the catcher, Sydney Broderick, just a sophomore, but she has been the West Coast Conference Player of the Week now 3 weeks in a row. So just go ahead and give her the Player of the Year award now, right?
Mm-hmm. I like it. Robbie Bulla from DWTV on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Brandon Gurney and I were debating potential draft picks coming out of BYU football program, and I don't know if there's anyone anyone that's going to be drafted this year. We've been debating Jordan Leslie. We haven't brought up Devin Mahina yet. What about Alani Fua? Do you think there's any draft picks in this group?
I'm going to say no, just because it seems like every year the guys that you think might be middle or late round draft picks end up going undrafted. Brandon, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't it seem like that seems to be the norm? The guys that we know will get drafted do get drafted. But the ones that we feel pretty confident are going to go towards the middle, maybe late, end up not going at all. And so, historically, BYU just always, they never seem to get any good breaks when it comes to the NFL draft. And I would think anybody that gets drafted this year would qualify as a good break for BYU.
No Alani, no Leslie, no Mahina. There you have it, Robbie Bulla from the DWTV. Thanks, Robbie, for joining us. We'll do it again soon.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care.